Podcast, our weekly sit-down with someone of style and substance here in the Middle East. Now, just some general housekeeping before we begin. As this podcast has become wildly successful, I'm not sure why, but I mean, thanks, guys. We're going to be adding in a feature that we thought we were going to hold off on for a few months. However, as you're listening, we thought it best to just go ahead and drop it on you now. Yes, each new show from now on will not just feature a conversation between myself and our guest, it will also involve some quick-fire questions that we've garnered from you, the listeners, and our social media followers. So you can look forward to that towards the end of the podcast. So my guest today is Luca Valentini, a man who knows a thing or two about pushing the boundaries when it comes to art and culture. His art is often likened to that of Andy Warhol and has appeared in exhibitions across the world, including the likes of Miami, Monte Carlo, London, Hong Kong, and most recently, Dubai. But that's enough waffle from me. Why don't we get straight to talking to the man himself? Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming down and joining us.
Thank you.
I have actually given the kind of audience a little kind of brief introduction about who you are and what you do. But let's say, for example, you're at an event and you don't know anyone. How do you introduce yourself? What do you say?
Hi, I'm an artist. No, I don't know. I think I'm super shy usually. So I usually be in a place and I don't like to be too much.
Yeah, yeah. The center of attention.
Yeah. But if I start to be relaxed,
yeah,
I want to be in the center of the attention.
Okay.
So,
so kind of your art and you yourself,
yes.
you've traveled around the world.
Yes.
What do you think of Dubai?
Dubai is a cool city. It's a strange city.
Yeah.
There are lots of differences. It's super interesting for one side, and the other side, it make you reflect a lot. Explain. You feel it's super cool to go out. It's super cool to meet people from all the countries all around the world. It's super easy to find cool people. In the other side, it's very stressful. There are lots of things to do.
Yeah, yeah.
All the times it's super busy.
Especially when it rains. So listeners, today it's raining in Dubai, one of the few times.
Yeah, but I arrived 1 month ago and it's raining a lot.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I live in Italy, in a little city near Rome, and it's always cloudy, raining. Now there, it's the perfect weather.
Now you come here and it's raining.
Yeah.
It's not what you think there. So then what's your favorite place to go? What's your favorite place to travel? It could be for work, it could be for pleasure.
But for pleasure, in the south of France. I love it. I grew up there, so I went there for 27 years for all my summers. So I love to go there. But now for work here and Miami.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love also a lot Miami.
Miami is quite a cool place.
Yeah.
But like, again, a little bit like this, party city.
It's a party city, but it's also relaxing if you... if you think only about the beach. So you can wake up, go to the ocean,
stay there.
That's it.
Chill out.
It's super relaxing.
So kind of let's delve into you. You mentioned kind of you kind of grew up in southern France. Why did you grow up there? Because obviously you're Italian.
Yes, I'm Italian. But I grew up there because I went for 27 years all the summer.
Oh, okay.
It was only for summer,
yeah.
But from June to September,
yeah,
usually. So I feel like my second language, French, and I feel like I'm half French because my mother usually talk with me only in French.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
So then what, talk about kind of where did you grow up in Italy and how long were you there?
I grew up in my city.
In the same place?
Yes. And I moved to, I live 45 minutes from Rome.
Okay.
So I moved to Rome for my study, for everything there.
So then was there, is the town that you grew up in really small? Like, did you always want to be going to like Rome as a kid? And or were you happy just kind of being kind of a really chill out small town?
Okay, the question is a problem. Okay, sorry, can you repeat, please?
Did you always want to... because if you grew up in a small town, did you always kind of want to go into like the big city?
So, for the business, it's impossible to live in a little city like mine.
Yeah.
And also, I don't like to stay in Italy.
Yeah.
Because the mentality is a little bit too much close for art, for example.
Yeah.
Because it's a very silly thing. If someone asks you, what's your work? I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Okay, this is your hobby. What's your real work? Okay. I'm an artist.
And that's the predominant like way of thinking in Italy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And but did you study to be an artist? No, I studied to be an engineer. Ah, so you are an engineer and...
An artist as a hobby.
Art is a hobby. Come on. My work is to be an artist.
But they don't say that about footballers, do they? You got a professional footballer. They go, that's not your hobby.
Yeah, my hobby. Yeah, I love it.
So then when you grew up, did you always want to be an artist?
Yes. It was my... I remember when I arrived to the high school, I thought it was a really good idea to go in the art workshop.
Yeah.
Because I thought, okay, I can leave the class lots of time. Yeah, I have the perfect excuse to go out, to leave some interrogation, something. So, okay. After 2 weeks, I was working there.
Yeah.
I understood it could be my dream work. Also because my father was like to pay for pleasure.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
As my grandmother, as my uncle. Mm. So my father is an art collector. Yeah, so I grew up inside art. And when I was very young, for example, in the elementary school, all my friends... signs like two lines and one circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always try to do an anamorphic figure.
Yeah, something a little bit different.
Yeah. So I think it's inside my blood.
Mm.
But my mom, for me, was looking at different kind of work.
Yeah.
So in my family, there are lots of doctors.
Yeah.
People that works in economics.
So,
but there were no engineer.
Okay.
So, okay, my grandmother was a teacher, but she has already 2 degrees in maths and chemistry. So when I was young, she liked to play with me with maths games, chemistry games. So she telling fairy tales about chemistry. Yeah. So I don't know why, but when you are a child, you are like a sponge, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, maths, chemistry are very, very easy. So I studied engineer because it was... easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I took my degree, but after I was so bored to go work there. Yes.
Did you get a job in engineering out of uni?
Yeah, for some years. But I remember I woke up like crying because I was thinking, no, I have to go to work there. It was so much boring.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, and my dream was to be an artist.
So when did you go? Enough is enough. I'm gonna move into art.
I have had a dream because my mom passed away.
Yeah.
And I have had a really strong moment in my life. And I have had a dream and my mom told me, you have to feel your dreams. You have to follow your dreams. You have to feel what you feel inside, no?
Yeah.
So I understood it was enough for me, that kind of job. And I try to be more focused on my hobby.
Yeah.
Because when I started, it was only an hobby.
Yeah.
It was a good hobby because when I have done my first exhibition, I sold out. The second one was sold out, so it was cool.
Yeah.
But it was an hobby. I couldn't think I could do much more.
You couldn't make a viable career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after that dream, I decided, okay, it's enough to be an engineer. I want to follow my dream. I want to be the chief of my destiny.
Yeah.
So
was there a moment when you had decided to be an artist full time? Was there a moment where you went, I've made it? Like, did you sell a piece, or did you, was it something? Was there a moment when you were like, right, I've actually succeeded now?
But I think it has been a normal way. Mm-hmm. Nothing. There is not a moment. Okay, now I'm this.
Yeah.
This is. It has been very, very natural.
Yeah.
So, like a way, I was walking and everything became bigger.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm. So then, kind of, you did engineering. Does that engineering kind of degree ever present itself in your work now?
In the approach of my work.
Yeah? Like, yeah. And how so?
Yeah, for example, I'm always fighting, I'm always... challenging with myself.
Yeah.
And I put lots of deadlines.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And the approach is very, very focused as an engineer.
Yeah.
So I decide what I have to do.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do with a really strong deadline.
Yeah.
So that's my background.
Mm.
This is as I work. Also because I think to be an artist, the romantic idea of artist, it doesn't work.
Yeah. That's like, you know,
yeah.
Having a cigarette. When the creativity strikes you, then you paint something and 3 days later you come out and you're like... Yeah.
It could be cool to think about it when you were in the old times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in the 800. So it could work.
Mm.
Now it's not like this because you have to respect your works. You have to respect... deadlines, you have to respect the art galleries where you are working. So it's more, you have to be focused.
Mm.
You have to know what you have to do. And it's a real job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the amazing thing is you can talk about yourself, about your works.
So then how do you kind of, if you kind of have a deadline, if you know you have to produce a piece by this day, you can't, can you turn creativity like on and off, like a tap?
No, no.
So how do you...
No, the biggest problem is this one.
Yeah.
Your creativity is always on.
Yeah.
So I feel like my brain, it's always, always working.
Mm.
I feel... For me, it's really hard to find a very relaxing time.
Yeah.
Also when... Because it's like a... Like this.
It's just a light bulb moment. Yeah. Yeah.
You see something, okay, you start to think. Because it could be interesting to do something. Mm. It's, I don't know, but it's really, really hard to stop.
Is it like a, do you have a process? Like, or is it just like that? Like, if you need an idea, do you do anything? Do you kind of, anything you can do to help?
Yeah, I have a process. I have, so, the first step is to find the idea.
Okay.
And I usually have my phone near to me and I register everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
So after I go to my studio and I plan everything.
Okay.
So I have had this one, this idea, this other, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
So this is the first step. The second step is to be in front of my laptop and to create the image.
Okay, yeah.
And after, the last step is when I start to paint.
Mm.
But now I'm changing because I'm doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I was working with material.
Yeah.
I usually paint with a putty knife,
mm-hmm.
with oil colors. Now I want to... But for me... now it's enough.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of work. I want to say, because for me, the main goal for an artist is to say something to the society.
Yeah.
It's like you have to say something. Because if not, it's not art, it's design.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's good.
So I thought the best way to increase my work, it was to change something, and now I'm not working anymore with the oil colors. I'm just working with the brushes and acrylic colors. And so there, the process is different.
Mm.
So I start to create a figure, an image.
Mm.
I draw the image. I paint with the brushes, with flat colors. And after, I leave my creativity free. So I'm gonna start to sign all the canvas with markers, with a very archetypal.
Like an art term.
Oh, okay. With very distinctive signs.
So then is there a... Because if you're switching to kind of a whole new kind of like medium, is it frustrating at the beginning? Kind of going, I want this to look like this in my head, but you don't yet, you can't quite make it because it's brand new?
I don't know. It has been very, very easy.
Easy.
Yes. I was doing another project and I discovered and working on it, I discovered a new way to express myself. And it was very, very natural. So I like to experiment a lot. When I do my sketches, my things, I try to do something all the time, something more interesting. But now I'm focused on this kind of works because I think I can see a lot through them.
So kind of you mentioned before that art is kind of where you have to kind of, I guess, tell something to society. Do you have a common message that is part of your art that you're kind of trying to tell kind of the world?
I'm working on... on this society.
Yeah.
So I think there are, we are losing some very important thing. We are losing more, we are losing our human being.
Okay.
So I think we are to be more focused on the human being and left some silly things.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. So for example, I'm Italian. I love fashion. I love everything around the fashion.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a project with it. I'm gonna exposing now. It's I was talking about the society, our society through a stratification society.
Yeah.
But I was talking about it through like a joke.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you imagine fox hunting?
In
England, it's very famous.
Yeah.
So. Aristocratic people, rich people are like gods.
Yeah.
The middle class, it's like dogs, mastiffs.
Yeah.
Poors are like foxes.
Yeah, fair. Okay. So interesting.
But poors are not praying for gods.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But are praying for brands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the social acceptance.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the resume of all my show.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's super interesting. So then what form does that kind of take? Because I've known that you kind of often like to use, this is your most recent one, but previously you kind of, you've used Disney characters before.
Yes.
Kind of what was the, why were you kind of using, I guess, these recognizable cartoon characters? Like in your work?
Sorry.
That's right. Kind of previously you've used kind of a lot of pop culture icons. Like what was the
also now?
Yeah,
because I so I do all my portraits, all my icons, but made in a different way, and the resume of all that works is one painting.
Yeah,
it's only one painting.
Okay,
and this is the I paint like, but they looks like comics.
Yeah,
likes the old Roman draws.
Okay.
Drawings, so it's something more old,
old-fashioned,
but at the same time very contemporary.
So, kind of the process, your kind of process. We kind of talked about your process, to be honest. Let's move on to Instagram. Okay. So, kind of, I was at a gallery opening a couple weeks ago, and 200 people there. And all I saw were people coming up to works of art and going, taking a picture of it, right? And putting up on Instagram and not necessarily crediting the artist. Do you think that kind of Instagram and like the internet and these sort of things, do you think they've been a benefit for the world of art or do you think they take away?
It's an hard question because there are always, we have two sides of the same coin, no? From one side, you can see you have more exposure. It will be easier to show your work. It will be easier to receive attention.
Yeah.
The other side, everything is becoming art. So I made a sketch, I post on Instagram, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
It's not this.
Yeah.
So also for a young artist, it will be harder.
Yeah.
If they, because they can put their works on Instagram, but it will be harder to receive the right attention.
Yeah.
Because there are now, I think, 10 million artists.
Yeah, yeah, all on Instagram. Yeah.
And
everyone is saying, yeah, look at my work, look at my work, yeah, look at my work, yeah.
I'm a photographer, but what did you do? What did you study? No. Only taking picture from my phone.
My phone, yeah.
Come on.
So then what about, like, what about with regards to kind of, like, proper artists? Do you think, would you advise, what would you say to a young artist just starting out? Like, one piece of advice.
For one young artist?
For a young artist, I want to be an artist.
Believe in yourself.
Mm.
Never give up. Because when you start, you have to believe a lot in yourself. Because it's hard to find someone. All the people have their... it's horrible. Can we restart?
Please? Yeah, that's right. So for a young artist just starting out, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, to believe in yourself and never give up. Because when you start, it will be really, really hard. You have to be confident with yourself and believe a lot in yourself. Because lots of people cannot like your work or there are lots of art period. Because art life, it's not perfect.
It's
not like a normal work. So you have to be careful with lots of things, with the money, for example.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can earn a lot, sometimes you can not earn. You can earn anything.
So do you ever get, like, you yourself, do you ever get, like, stuck? Do you ever have, like, periods where you just don't know what to paint or what to produce?
Fortunately, not.
That's good. that's good.
No, I have all the time lots of different ideas. But it doesn't mean everything is good.
Yeah.
I have 200 ideas and one is good to become an artwork.
Yeah.
And also you can do 300 artworks and only 10 are masterpiece. If you think about... Picasso has done more than 3,000 paintings.
Yeah.
Two or three are the artworks.
Like
Guernica.
Yeah.
Or
the portrait.
Yeah. I don't know how to say the name in English.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is
right.
The problem.
Yeah, everyone knows about Picasso.
But the other 2,998 are... good,
yeah,
very important, but not the best ones.
Yeah.
So also in the production of an artist, not all of them are the best paid.
Yeah. So if there's one thing you could change about the art industry, what would it be?
Good question.
Just one. There could be 10, but just give me kind of the biggest one that if you could snap your fingers and change it, what would you do?
No, come on, it's a really hard question, this one. I think the most important... So, we can... I think it's a really hard question. Only
that's
one...
That's good.
Only one...
Okay, top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
The approach of art galleries with artists.
Okay, well, how do you mean? How do they...
You know, sometimes art galleries push you to do some kind of works.
Yeah, because it's trendy?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. So they think it will be easier to sell.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is the main. Another problem is also Instagram. Because it will be, everyone can be an artist or can think to be an artist, and all the social media give the opportunity to everyone to say what they think.
Yeah.
And sometimes also without the right background or without thinking enough about what they say.
Yeah.
The third one is the exposition.
Mm.
Like it will be easier if all the young artists, the real young artists, can have more space to say what they have to say.
Okay,
because
yeah.
now it's trendy to do one kind of art.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So if you see the new pop artists, the new street artists, they are working a lot with brands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but there is no meaning.
Yeah.
On the back.
Yeah.
You can see one, two, three.
Yeah.
And they are all the same. But this is, I think we have to turn back in older period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
art, it was important.
Mm.
Art, it was important to give the opportunity to the people to reflect about.
Mm. So kind of last question. What are three artists that you look up to, that you like? What are three artists that you would say the listeners should go and check out?
What are three artists?
Oh, no, like three, like one, two, three.
Ah, that...
That you like, that you enjoy and you would kind of, you think that other people should care about.
Okay, for me, the first one is José Parla.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist that is working in New York.
Mm.
Banksy, because it's super, super, super cool.
Mm.
And I really love Damien Hirst.
Yeah.
I went to the last exposition in Venice, in Palazzo Grassi. It was something unbelievable.
Perfect. We'll link all that below. So just before we go, we're going to do a quick Q&A, and we're going to bring Thakkar in. He's going to do the quick fire questions. So what we do is, before you came on, we asked some of our audience to give us some quick fire questions. And Thakkar is going to ask you them. Just really quick fire. Really easy, really quick. Hit it.
Okay, so who was the last person you wrote a letter to and why?
I didn't understand the question. Sorry.
Sorry. Who was the last person you wrote a letter to and why?
Letitude.
Oh, sorry. Who was the last person you wrote a letter to and why?
Like, who you written letter?
Ah, write a letter. Oh, I think it was 20 years ago. I really don't remember.
Well, that's so long. We have a next one.
Are you a morning person or an evening person?
Morning birds.
Why?
Because I usually wake up really early and I love to enjoy the morning.
Mm.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Never give up.
Solid.
Were you closer to your mother or your father growing up?
With my mother, but she was away.
Describe your perfect evening at home.
Evening at home? Easy.
That's an easy one.
How many hours of sleep do you need?
4 or 5.
Really? And you can do that consistently, or do you have
to, when I'm working, it's like this.
Yeah.
4 or 5, not more.
Mm.
When I, for example, just finished my to do everything for my show today, I just I'm having my opening, so I had the opportunity to have 1 week free.
Yeah,
and I slept, I think, around 11-12 hours per day.
Do you want your kids to do the same job as you when they grow up?
If they want, yes.
Would you recommend them?
Why not?
Fair enough. Done. Alas, thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining
us. Welcome.
And we will link everything below. We'll link to all your social media, to your website as well. And we're going to include links from kind of the artists you mentioned, as well as some of your pieces, so people can check it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that has been another episode of the Esquire Q&A podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it as per usual. We will be back next week with yet another guest who exhibits both style and substance. And in the meantime, be sure to hit subscribe. Oh, and also tell us what you think of the podcast. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Let us know by reviewing us on your chosen podcast application. I'll see you next week.